Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Canceled projects. There's never a good time for that to happen. So let's drill down past the normal logistics outlined in the post. Two of the most common reasons that buyers won't tell us about our project falling off the radar. First up, our project is nice to have but not a priority. You know, stuff happens in priority shift. If our work is tied to an effort that is now on the back burner, then we are set aside too. The key is to shift our scope. What is the top challenge now? And how can we use the structure we've already agreed to and adapt to a new outcome? This works when it's not a financial decision, but a more strategic problem. The pitch? Hey, you already have the foundation here, so let's leverage the investment you've already made and just make a few adjustments, and that will jumpstart you in this new direction. Now, this can also work if there was an arduous process to hire you. So you could say something like, do you really want to go through this process again? That's going to take a long time. Let's just jumpstart by blah, 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 blah. The second reason that buyers won't tell you, they are cutting back and your work is being replaced by a lower cost option. Now, this is a financial choice, not a strategic one. Sometimes clients think they can use internal resources and tread water for a while. Now, they know our work is better, but with the budget cuts, they think they have no choice. My fave idea? Give them a deadline with something like, okay, I get it, but how long are you going to tread water like this? How about we give your folks blah, blah, blah time, 3 months, 9 months, whatever. If you don't see the progress we could have made, then let's focus on what we can cut back on in our project and keep the momentum going. See how that works? The biggest mistake a lot of us make is that we assume the cancellation is final. That's not always the case. By offering new options, we can keep the project alive, but in a different form. And as noted in the post, if our relationship with the buyer is strong, we'll get a fair hearing. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.